three capital region cities are gearing up for the new Breathing Lights display. Hundreds of vacant buildings across Albany, Schenectady, and Troy will be lit nightly come this fall. Lumination is being funded by Bloomberg Philosophies through its Public Arts Challenge Initiative. Architect Barbara Nelson.
We were chosen among about 50, I think, proposals in the capital region. So it was the Regional Alliance for Creative Economy that decided that the area as a whole, the three cities together, would be better situated to compete for this $1 million grant against cities like Chicago and Philadelphia and Boston and LA. So they called the three mayors, and the three mayors said, yeah, sure, give it a try. And then what do you know? We got it.
The Urban Art Project aims to transform public streets into an evocative experience. Warm light will fill each building's windows with a diffuse glow that mimics the gentle rhythm of human breathing. Concentrated in neighborhoods with high levels of vacancy, Breathing Lights aims to transform abandoned structures from pockets of shadows into places of warmth. Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan, and Troy Mayor Patrick Madden have embraced the concept.
We look at these ideas, concepts that are around distressed properties, and how do we convert those back so that they're assets within the community in their respective neighborhoods.
And it's a perfect embodiment of what can happen when we work together and when we look at where we have common challenges and come up with common solutions. And I think that that's understandably what our residents are asking us for.
I spent 30 years prior to engaging in politics, working in the lower income neighborhoods in Troy, rehabbing buildings, doing the buildings that nobody else could or would do to develop housing and develop community.
Led by Nelson and artist Adam Freeland, organizers say Breathing Lights will also bring together local fabricators, students, engineers, artists, designers, and product developers, supporting the local creative economy. The plan entails having lights on from 6 to 10 p.m. each day. Jerry Ford is a neighborhood ambassador in Troy. He believes Breathing Lights will impress young minds.
There's a saying that says, light shines and darkness comprehends it not. So when they actually see the light in the midst of their situation and their neighborhoods where not the best things happen, it just will stimulate them and want to push them to move forward in their lives. The impossibilities of their mind will just be endless.
Programs developed in each partner city will educate youth in the media arts of video, radio, interview, scripting, storytelling, and print. Finished projects will be featured at City Weekend events and at the Breathing Lights culminating summit. In all, Breathing Lights includes 8 months of programming and events encompassing a variety of projects, presentations, policy discussions, and more. There's a link at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.